my old house was a half-acre subdivision, fenced-in yard, that whole dealio, and that's when I made the decision that I was switching to electric weed whacker, electric blower. I had a Red Max commercial backpack blower for when I had to do leaves because I had a bunch of gigantic maple trees. So leaves every fall was a huge pain. I got a big blower for that. And since I moved to this house, I've gotten rid of it because I don't have any trees. So I still have the electric weed whacker, still have the small electric blower. They're super handy. I just love the no maintenance. I was so against anything electric for the longest time, and then I got one. I'm like, you can't beat it. It's lighter. It's quieter. There's no maintenance. You just charge a battery, plug it in, you're done. And yeah, Wally, those Milwaukee, I call them the lunchbox batteries. Sometimes you catch them on sale. You can usually get them on Amazon for about $199 for the 12-amp. But yeah, sometimes they'll go on sale at Depot for, you get a two-pack for, I think you can do it under $500. But I agree. That is a ton of money for something that I don't think is going to last more than a couple years.